The cultured meat industry is a nascent industry that is scaling fast. The cultured meat industry is a young but revolutionary industry, with the potential to change agricultural practices and human meat consumption as we know it. Cultured meat refers to meat created using cell culture techniques within a laboratory or manufacturing facility. It is produced by growing stem cells collected from cattle, chicken, pigs, fish, lamb, and other livestock and then differentiating them into the various meat components, such as muscle, myocytes, and fat, adipose, tissue. Conventional versus cultured meat production. The conventional method of meat production is to breed, raise, and slaughter whole animals. This approach is resource intensive, requiring significant land, water, feed, human labor, and energy, and it contributes substantially to greenhouse gas emissions, increases environmental pressures, and raises major ethical concerns. In addition, livestock systems remain vulnerable to disease outbreaks such as African swine fever and avian influenza, which can disrupt supply chains and kill vast numbers of animals. By 2050, one of humanity's central challenges will be feeding a global population projected to reach roughly 10 billion people. Today, global meat consumption exceeds 300 million metric tons per year, and multiple forecasts project demand could rise toward 500 million metric tons annually by mid-century. Cultured meat is increasingly viewed as one potential tool to help address these pressures. Also known as cultivated or cell-based meat, it is produced through the ex vivo cultivation of animal cells using techniques from cell biology, tissue engineering, and food science. In a typical process, animal cells are collected through a small biopsy and then expanded and differentiated outside the animal to produce muscle fibers, fat cells, and connective tissues. These components are then combined and structured into final food products, sometimes using additional food processing techniques such as scaffolding, molding, or seasoning. The rise of cultured meat. Research into cultured meat began in the early 2000s and has accelerated significantly since then. In 2002, NASA funded early experiments that produced small amounts of cultured fish and turkey tissue. In 2013, the first cultured beef hamburger was publicly demonstrated at a cost of nearly $330,000, marking a historic technical milestone. Despite initially high production costs, the technology attracted growing interest from scientists, entrepreneurs, and investors. A major turning point came in 2020, when Eat Just's cultivated chicken became the first cultured meat product approved for sale and served in restaurants in Singapore. Since then, additional regulatory clearances and limited commercial launches in multiple countries have signaled the industry's transition from pure research and development toward early market entry. Real-world product availability. From 2024 through today in 2026, the cultured meat industry has moved beyond regulatory approvals and into real-world product availability and scale-up. In April 2024, Australian food tech company Vow launched its forged parfait and other cultured Japanese quail-based products in Singapore's restaurant scene after securing regulatory clearance there. By June 2025, it became the first company approved to sell cultured quail products in Australia and New Zealand, with pâté, foie gras, and edible tallow appearing on menus in Sydney and Melbourne following Food Standards Australia-New Zealand approval. In November 2025, Mission Barns achieved the first commercial sale of a cultivated meat product in a U.S. grocery store, a limited runs of its cultivated pork meatballs at Berkeley Bowl West in California. This marked a significant retail milestone for the U.S. market. Meanwhile, Wild Type's cultivated salmon received FDA no questions safety clearance in mid-2025 and began appearing on restaurant menus in Portland, Oregon, extending commercial offerings into seafood. On the production infrastructure front, Believer Meats secured full USDA approval for its 10,000-ton per year cultivated chicken facility in October 2025, a $123 million plant designed to support larger-scale market supply in 2026 and beyond. These launches, from gourmet to retail and expanding into seafood and larger scale-up, illustrate how cultivated products are finally moving out of labs and into consumer settings after more than a decade of pursuing this goal. The industry's commercial landscape for cultured meat production now includes roughly 100 different startup companies focused on developing cultivated meat components, services, and end products. Cultured meat industry expansion. Today, the broader cultured meat ecosystem has continued to expand beyond early proof of concept stages, With the number of companies focused on cell-based meat and seafood rising to well over 100 globally and additional firms entering the space through partnerships, investments, and dedicated product lines. There are also roughly 40 life science firms that have publicly declared and launched inputs such as serum-free media, growth factors, scaffolds, and specialized bioprocessing tools. After initial small-scale laboratory production, a growing number of companies have successfully operated at pilot and demonstration scales. For example, Vow's 20,000-liter bioreactor and harvest scaling toward hundreds of kilograms per run, and facilities with bioreactors above 10,000 liters are now operational or under construction. At the same time, truly industrial-scale production has only just begun to emerge. In late 2025, Believer Meats received full USDA approval for a 200,000-square-feet plant with up to 10,000 tons per year capacity, signaling the earliest steps toward commercial volumes rather than widespread mass market output. Cultured meat production. Flow of capital into cultured meat production. The flow of capital into the cultured meat industry has also steadily grown over the past 5 years to over $1 billion annually. Investments in 2020 alone were more than $360 million and this was 6x, more than that was invested in 2019. Funding for cultivated meat and seafood companies surged again in 2021, reaching a total of $1.4 billion. Last year in 2025, the flow of capital into the industry continued, although at a more modest pace compared with 2021, with investors still backing cultivated meat and seafood startups. But total annual funding for those companies was significantly lower than peak years, with cultivated meat deals totaling in the low hundreds of millions rather than over $1 billion as seen previously. This shift reflects a tighter investment climate and a shift toward more strategic, smaller-scale rounds. Some of the major investments in recent years have included Prolific Machines' $55 million Series B1 raise in June 2024 to scale its light-based cultivation technology, Mosa Meats' €40 million, $42.9 million funding round in April 2024, and a follow-on $17.7 million Series C2 round for Mosa Meat in December 2025 as it advances toward market entry. In early 2025, Olive Farms secured $29 million in funding on March 25, 2025 to expand its pilot production and commercial capabilities in Europe and Asia. These investments reflect how the industry has shifted toward mid-sized strategic rounds and capital for scaling operations amid a more cautious funding environment. Furthermore, the international science community is now recognizing cultured meat as a valuable research topic. The public sector has started funding cultured meat research centers, and important research findings have been published within prestigious, peer-reviewed scientific journals. While research scientists have made several notable breakthroughs related to the cultured meat manufacturing, the market still needs to achieve price parity with conventional meat manufacturing and overcome bottlenecks related to the industrial-scale production of cultured meat products. While the rate and type of recent developments suggest that the industry is still in its infancy, its trajectory will ultimately lead to price competitiveness and potentially even advantages over traditional, farm-produced meat. Today in 2026, the sector is focused on pilot to pre-commercial scale-up, process optimization, and cost-down engineering, with multiple companies operating pilot and demonstration facilities. The industry is also preparing for limited commercial launches rather than full industrial-scale production. To learn more about this promising and quickly growing industry, view the global database of cultured, clean, meat companies, 2026.